Blog Talk Radio.
You know.
All right, all right, all right. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that God is turning your situation around? Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God. Ekatobo Shanda. Glory to his name for today. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Come on, let's give God some praise. Global Shanta. Come on, let's bless his name this morning. Glory to his name. For he is worthy of all the praises, worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm just shook in my spirit this morning, y'all. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Mount Carmel International Church on this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Praise God this morning. Come on, let's give God some praises. Hallelujah. I am stirred, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Sunday morning. And the best thing, I have been redeemed. Somebody say, I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that he is risen? Amen. Praise God. With that being said this morning, hallelujah, I pray, glory to God, that you shake yourself like I had to shake myself on this week. Praise God. Knowing that God is in full control over your life. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, God, this morning, oh God. We bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, even for the opening, Father God, this morning, Lord God. We know, God, that you are a prayer answering God. And we know, Father God, that you are your presence is already here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, for each and every home that's represented here, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray a special blessing in their homes, over their lives, God, over their spirit, over their souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that you anoint me, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, anoint me, God, again, God. Refresh me again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that I bring forth your word this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom, I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the understanding, oh God. And Lord God, stir up every gift, God, that's within me, and stir up every gift that was in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we lift our hands in praise this morning, as we lift our hands in glory this morning, as we lift our hands in surrender this morning, Lord God, oh yes, Holy Spirit, and thanksgiving, and we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Now, as I start this service this morning, take control, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, and I praise, and I glorify you, and I lift you up this morning. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen this morning. Amen. Praise God. This morning, we know that it's Resurrected Sunday and Easter Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. And my title today, glory to his name, that he has risen. Oh, come on, somebody. He has risen. Come on. We know on this week, amen, praise God, on Friday, they was talking about the last seven words, amen, that Jesus uttered on the cross. Amen, praise God. And we know, praise God, the first one, praise God, is that, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come on, Holy Ghost. Oh, y'all, I know a lot of y'all can say something about that, praise God. That's not where I'm going this morning, amen. Today, you will be with me in paradise. He said, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. Come on, Holy Ghost. Then the fourth one, praise God, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Then he went on to say, I thirst. Come on, Holy Ghost. Then he said, it is finished. Come on. Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. Those were the last seven words that Jesus spoke. Praise God on Good Friday. But today, praise God, I want to take us to Matthew 28, amen, praise God, verses 1 through 10 this morning, praise God. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to tell you what the Lord has spoken to me this morning, praise God, hallelujah. Come on, say it. Come on, I want you, I don't know why, but somebody, I want you to say, I am blessed by God this morning. Come on, Holy Ghost, yes, God. I am blessed. Come on. You got to know that you are blessed. You are redeemed. You are the righteousness of a God. That's what I hear the Lord say this morning. Somebody, you better pinch yourself this morning, praise God, and tell yourself, I am blessed by God. Come on. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothes was white as snow. And the guard shook for the fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. The Bible says, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, rejoice. Come on. Rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Praise God. We came today, this Sunday, to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Ever since Jesus burst out of the grave and having conquered death and hell, we as Christians, come on, have worshiped and celebrated this day. The greatest day in history was the day that Jesus Christ came. We come, amen, ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We know, praise God, this morning, we will celebrate that he has risen from the grave. We take a look at the resurrection of Jesus and the response of those that were family, close friends, and his disciples. The resurrection of Jesus, the resurrections mean rebirth and reappearance and restoration and resurgence and renewal and revitalization. After 3 days, we see that Jesus rose from the dead to defeat Satan. We see that the angel of the Lord appeared and moves the tombstone. That tombstone was said to weigh about 2,000 pounds, praise God, and no one person could move that stone alone. The stone was removed so the woman and the disciples could look inside and see that death could not hold him down. Oh, would get in the way of us catching the proper glimpse of him. Satan tries to bring a huge stone into our lives that we will keep us from just looking and gazing by faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ. But here, but believers, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Obedient, overwhelmed, and overjoyed. The Bible says that the woman hurried from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them, greeting them. He said, they came to him, collapsed at his feet, and worshiped him. Jesus said to them, don't be afraid. Go. Somebody said, go and tell thy brothers to go to Galilee, and there you will see him. Obedient. Obedient to the call of God on our lives. Obedient to follow the instructions of the angel of God. Overwhelmed with the thought of excitement of Christ's resurrection. Overjoyed that the scriptures were fulfilled and that they may have a chance to see Jesus again. We always talking about the Great Commission. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. The promises of God. The Bible says in Matthew 28:16, he told them, go. He said, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Come on, Holy Ghost. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority, come on, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go. Somebody say, go, 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 and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, surely, I am with you always to the very end of this age. Jesus met the disciples as he had spoken. He promised that he will always be with us to the end of the world. Come on, somebody. Somebody got to know this today, praise God. I don't care what you're going through today, praise God. He promised, praise God, I will be with you, praise God, even to the end of the world. No matter what the stumbling block, no matter what you're going through, no matter how it seems or how it looks, praise God, we have to gaze our eyes and faith, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The command from Jesus was to go forth and make the disciples in all nations, baptizing them, come on somebody, baptizing them in the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to obey everything that he shared with them. It is time for us to celebrate, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is time for us to celebrate our own life. It is time for us to celebrate, amen, praise God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not just on this day, praise God. We celebrate him every day. Come on, Holy Ghost. We want to celebrate him every day. Every day that we get up in the morning, we celebrate Jesus for what he has done for us, praise God. We celebrate this great day of resurrection with joy, peace, and thanksgiving in our heart. Jesus has risen. Come on, my God, I give you glory. We celebrate the rebirth of our spirit through Jesus' sacrifice. We celebrate the reappearance of Jesus to his family, friends, and his disciples. We celebrate the restoration of being able to access the Father through Jesus at the cross. Restored in unity with God. We celebrate the resurgence of him. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. There's a time, amen, praise God, that God wants us to know, praise God, hallelujah. We celebrate, amen, revival of life today. We celebrate his love. Oh, come on, somebody. his spirit and his word in our lives and the lives of others. We celebrate the renewal of our mind, our body, our soul, and the resurrection has established in us. We celebrate, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. It is time to celebrate. Somebody say, it is time to celebrate. We celebrate the revitalization of, come on, somebody, of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We celebrate the process of making something grow, develop, and to become successful again. Praise God. There's a resurrection. Amen. Praise God. Though he resurrected, amen, he has given us the same power that's on the inside. Come on, somebody. There's great. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's resurrected power on the inside of you. Whatever your struggles is, there's resurrected power on the inside of you. You are not defeated. You're walking in victory today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God loves us. Amen. Praise God. Hear, hear, hear. Amen. Yes, Holy Ghost. He tells them, the angel who announced the good news of the resurrection to the woman gave them four messages. He said, do not be afraid. The reality of the resurrection brings joy, not fear. When you are afraid, remember, remember, remember the empty tomb. Oh, Shato Rabash, Shato Moshia. He told them, he said, ah, glory to God. He is not here, praise God. Jesus is not dead. Come on, somebody, say, Jesus is not dead, and he's not to be looked among the dead. He's not dead. He is alive with his people. Then he said, come and see. Come and see, God of the Boshanda. The woman could check the evidence themselves. The tomb was empty then. It is empty today. Come on, Holy Ghost. The resurrection, amen, is always looked at as being historical. Go quickly and tell. Go quickly. Go, he said. They was to spread the joy of the resurrection. We, too, are to spread the good news about Jesus' resurrection. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. My prayer is that people will do more than think about God's Son once a year. That we be thankful in everything. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And on every day. That we live in the power of the resurrection, life which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, which come by being in Christ, which come by living daily in service to him who died for us and rose again. We celebrate the wonder working power that the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody say the blood still work. Come on, Holy Ghost. The blood still work. Come on, somebody. The blood still works. Come on, share. The world counted him, Jesus, out. But Jesus rose to the occasion to defeat death. He traded places for you and me. The same way, praise God, at Cordoboshanda, yes, Holy Ghost, that people has counted you out. Hey, Bashatoraboshanda. It looks like everything in your life is dead. It looks like nothing is going to happen in your life. It seems like, praise God, to you sometime, praise God, because you've been waiting so long. Hey, Rabashatoraboshanda. Hey, my God, I give you glory. But I'm here to say today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Jesus is a person of resurrection. And in your life, you got to look at things in a different kind of way. Though it seems like nothing's taking place, there is resurrected power. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. That Jesus is going to send back to help you along the way, to give you divine guidance, to give you divine authority, to take control of everything in your life. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Are you ready today, praise God? Because as God was speaking to me, he cut out of a shanda. Before April came in, he said, Carolyn, yeah, my shadow out of a shanda. This is a month of reawakening. And I've been posting this every day, hoping the people of God will see past echo of a shanda, the pictures, see past everything, praise God, to know that God says that this is a season, this is a month, praise God, of resurrection. It's a month of reawakening. What do you need to be reawakening in your life, mighty body and soul? What does it need to happen in your life? What do you need God to do, praise God? Are you asking God? Are you going to God? Are you changing your mindset? Because God said, when I asked the Lord, praise God, he said the people of God has to change the mindset, oh come on Holy Ghost, of a poverty mindset and put their minds on me, because the Bible says, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. So if I got the mind of Christ, I'm going to think like Christ. I'm going to talk like Christ. I'm going to walk like Christ. I'm going to, oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to teach like Christ. I'm going to preach like Christ. I'm going to prophesy like Christ. Come on, somebody. Glory to his name, praise God. Because God says, it is a time for the church. It is time for my people to reawaken themselves, come out of their sleep. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says he told them to go. My God, I give you glory. Somebody shout with me, praise God. Come on, let's bless the name of the Lord. He wants us to wake up out of our sleep. Oh, shatodarabashanda. What man say cannot happen. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is getting ready to make it happen for you, praise God. You got to understand the God that you serve. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says no one comes to the Father but by way of the Son. And the Son is Jesus Christ. He is the resurrected one. He is not dead. He is alive. Where is your praise? Where is your praise? Where is your praise, people of God? God wants you to give him praise. You can't give him nothing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But your praise. Yes, you can tithe. You can send your offering. You can do everything. You can sit in the church. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But God wants your heart. He wants to resurrect the things on the inside. He wants to show forth his glory in your life. He wants to let the people know, praise God, you are coming out of your grave clothes. You are walking out of those grave clothes. He said, loose them and let them go, praise God. The same way he told Lazarus, loose them and let them go. Take off the grave clothes today. He is all shattered of our sender. He is high and lifted up. He's ready to bless his people. He's ready to resurrect some things in your life. What do you need God to do today? Praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We got to come to him for real. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Edinable Shanda. We got to come to him with our whole heart. Come on, somebody. We are in a time of celebration. We are celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ because without him, praise God, we will be the ship. Come on, Edinable Shanda. Without a sail, praise God, we will drown in this thing, praise God. Without his power, praise God, we would have been quit, praise God. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody probably was ready to throw in the towel, thinking that God is not going to do what he said is in your life. But I'm here today to tell you there's a great awakening coming in your life. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory. Come on and praise his holy name. Come on and bless them today. Come on and give them glory today, praise God. Oh, I'm going to speak it in your spirit today. You might have been down and out before you came on here today, but I speak in the Holy Ghost today. You shall rise again. You shall wake up again. The reawakening spirit. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Somebody praise God with me today. Hallelujah, because, yes, he is risen. He's not in a dead place, praise God. You can call on him anytime because he's ripped the veil. The Bible says the veil has been torn for us, not from the bottom up, praise God, from the top down, praise God. We are able to go and pray when we feel like it. We don't have to sacrifice animals no more. We don't have to sprinkle the blood no more. Come on, Holy Ghost. God wants you to let you know how good you have it. The Bible says, I don't know why I'm going this way, but the Spirit of the living God, when the priest had to go, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, they only could go once a year, praise God. They went to the, oh, yes, God. They was only allowed to go once a year to make repentance for the people. And the Bible said that they had to put bells upon their, on their robe, praise God, hallelujah. And if they, when they walked in, praise God, and if they wasn't right, praise God, you won't hear those bells no more, praise God. But because of the blood of Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you're able to go in, praise God. You are already sanctified within your heart, praise God. All you got to do is tap into the glory of God. There's a glory, that's ready to rest upon you. There's a glory, amen, praise God, that's taking you and ushering you into the blessings of God. There's a glory, praise God, that's giving you guidance today. There's a glory, amen, that's standing on the inside of you, praise God. You're going to make it, people of God, because, yes, there's an awakening coming. There's an awakening and shaking of God's people. There's coming to the church of God. There's coming, Abosiah, for me and you, praise God. What do we need God to shake off of us? He told me this week, shake it all off, praise God. He said, I have need of you, praise God. God has need of you, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, shake it off today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord today. I'm going to go to a song, but I'll be right back, praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Moving
to believe for the impossible. Speak to the mountain and command it to move.
You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. Can you help me sing?
You said,
yes, you did.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we believe you. Amen. Praise God. We believe you for it. Amen. Whatever he said, hallelujah, know that, praise God, that he will make good on his word. His word never falls to the ground. It shall accomplish that what is set out to do. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. Come on. Come on, church. Amen. We are celebrating today. Somebody say, I'm celebrating. You know, we celebrate birthdays. We celebrate, amen, games and March Madness, Pastor Matthew and Uncle Johnny, praise God, praise God, praise God. We celebrate. Y'all going to get me after this, praise God, hallelujah. But we celebrate everything, amen, praise God. It is time, praise God, to celebrate Jesus, amen, praise God. So we bless and praise God today, amen, for the celebration, amen, praise God. On today, we celebrate his life. Jesus' resurrection is the key to Christian faith. Why? Just as he promised, Jesus rose from the dead. Come on, Holy Ghost. We can be confident. Come on, somebody say, get confident in this thing, therefore, that he will accomplish all he has promised. Jesus boldly, resurrection shows us the living Christ is the ruler of God's eternal kingdom. Not a false prophet or an imposter. Come on, somebody. We can be certain of our resurrection because he was resurrected. Death is not the end. There is a future and a life for both of us, all of us. Amen. Praise God. The power that brought Jesus back to life is available to us to bring our spiritually dead selves back to life. The resurrection is the basics for the church witness to the world. Jesus is more than just a human leader. He is the Son of God. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on. I looked at the scripture and it says in 2 Corinthians 13:4, it says, for though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. Come on. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. The Bible says in Galatians 2:20, for I have been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared in his crucifixion, the same way you have shared in the crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ, the Messiah. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. lives in us. Come on. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith. Come on, somebody. Complete trust in the Son of God who loved us. Come on. Who loved me and gave himself up for me. The Bible says, come on, we all know the scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's a time of celebration, people of God. God wants us to celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection. The Bible, if you look at, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. When Jesus was on the cross, hallelujah. They did everything to him, praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us watched the movie and we could not bear even the movie because you imagine what he had to go through. Amen. Praise God. From Friday to the day of the resurrection. He carried his cross. And the cross was so heavy, praise God, that Joseph had to come and help him along the way. So I'm speaking to you today, praise God. The cross might get too heavy for you to bear, but God always has somebody to help you carry the cross along the way. The Bible says, amen, when he was on the cross, my God, I give you glory. It got so dark. People got out of the grave that was dead and walked the city, praise God. Oh, my God, I give you the glory. He hung his head and died, but rose on the third day with all power in his hands. My God, I give you glory. He said, praise God, that when he came back to see the disciples, praise God, he said, it's expedient that I go, praise God. I have to go that I can send back the comforter to my people, praise God. Oh, Rabbi Shatanaboshia. We have the Holy Spirit today, that precious gift on the inside of us that we walk with every day, that we talk with every day, that leads and guides us every day because he died on the cross for me, you, and you, and you. As the day goes by, praise God, let us celebrate what he's done for us. Because of him, my sins, your sins, was thrown into the sea of forgiveness. Come on, somebody. Because of him. You are a new person in Christ. We are new in Christ. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. There's a newness about us that the devil don't like, praise God. He don't want us to be saved. He don't want us to walk right. He don't want us to talk right. He don't want us to preach. And that's why the fight comes, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He fought Jesus along the way. Why don't you think that he's going to fight you along the way? But I'm here to tell you today, you already got victory because you got to read the end of the story. Victory is yours. You win, praise God. You're going to get through everything that God said that you're going to get through. You have assurance. You have a promise of God. Glory to his name. You're going to make it, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The reawakening has already started. Somebody says already started. Hear the Holy Ghost. The reawakening has already started. My God, I give you glory. You shall see new things happen in your life. You shall see a new walk in your life. God came to save us. He came to save us. So we thank God for the celebration of life today. We thank God for the reawakening today. Hallelujah. I want to tell the church today, happy Easter. Happy resurrected Sunday. Hallelujah. The King of Kings is risen. Praise be to God. As we celebrate Jesus today, I pray his presence become real to you. The plan of God for your life be manifested. Any assignment by heaven for your greatness, promotion, your lifting, your business, your next level, begin to locate you now in the name of Jesus. May the Lord restore your health. Heal all your wounds. I decree today, I decree from today, everything about your life is declared fruitful. This is a fruitful season, people of God. May the blood shed on the cross mark you and all yours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is resurrection. Hallelujah. May the God of heaven resurrect your marriage. May the God of heaven resurrect your finances. May the God of heaven resurrect your children's life, praise God. May the God of heaven resurrect your ministry. Hallelujah. This is time now, praise God. We are in a harvest time, praise God. We are in a time of a reawakening. Every promise supposed to come, you will reach you in the name of Jesus. Every door that's closed shall open in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Divine healing over your life. Divine healing will be your portion. Hallelujah. God is doing a great work. God is blessing his people. God is moving by his mighty power. We celebrate our Lord Jesus today. Hallelujah. Peace and blessings today. We thank and praise God on today for his grace and his mercy today over this radio station today, praise God. We thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to celebrate today, that we're going to celebrate the life of Jesus, because as we celebrate him, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, and as we do what he calls us to do, praise God, he will bless us. He will move in our lives. There's nothing that he will hold back from them that walk upright before him. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on and give God the glory today. Come on and bless his holy name. Come on and give him glory today. Yes, Holy Ghost. I don't know why. There's a praise on this line today. There's a praise in your spirit today. There's a praise in your hands today. There's a praise in your feet today. Come on and give God the glory. He's taking charge over your life today, praise God. Come on and bless his holy name. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise God for the word of God this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you was blessed today, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had to shorten my message, but I pray that you got a glimpse of what God wants to speak to us today about. Let us know, praise God, that yes, we are in a time of celebration, and we shall celebrate Jesus every day. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. I thank God for you, and you, for allowing me to come into your homes today. I thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that things are changing for the good in your life. That's what I'm hearing the Spirit of God say. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes I hear the Lord say that words have been spoken and spoken and spoken. But he has sent his messenger today to give you a word of life today. That he has sent his messenger today to let you know that it's going to be all right. He has sent his messenger today to let you know there is going to be a reawakening in your life. He has sent his messenger today to let you know that you are filled with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit today. And you are blessed by him because you are still yet here, praise God. You are still amongst the living today, praise God. And I hear the Spirit of the living God say, don't complain, my shatoyatadabashanda. Just give me the glory, my shatoyatadabashanda. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God wants the glory out of your life, praise God. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now, praise God. But there's a resurrected power that's coming in your life, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus. Jesus' name. God, we got so used to hearing words, I hear the Lord says, that we don't take the word and hide it in our heart no more, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that it can bring birth. God wants birthing in this season of the Moshiach. You have many babies inside of your belly, saith the Lord thy God, and he wants you to birth those things out this season, saith the Lord thy God. He's going to plant ideas in your mind. He's going to lead you and guide you to the Moshiach. He's going to touch your mind, my master. The ones, praise God, that's battling in their mind, I hear the Spirit of the living God. He said, I'm touching minds right now, my master. I'm touching bodies right now, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I'm opening doors, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Doors that you think, praise God, that you're not going to walk through. But I'm going to let you know that I'm God and I'm all God by myself, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Woo, my God, I give you glory. For the word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, as we begin to leave off of this line today, praise God, I pray that you will hold on to the horns of the altar. Oh, yes. Great, great things are ahead of you, people of God. I hear God. I know I'm hearing the Lord right now. You're going to have to pinch yourself for what God is getting ready to do in your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. You're not here by chance, saith the Lord thy God. Receive the word, God says today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I have resurrected, saith the Lord thy God. And I have sent gifts back, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He said, now stand in me, saith the Lord thy God. Obedience is better than sacrifice, I hear the Lord say. I will lead and I will direct thy path. Oh, yes, God. And we thank God today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to go to a little song before I come back. Praise God to pray out. Praise God. Don't miss the blessing of the prayer. Amen. Afterwards, praise God. Just give me a minute. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Send it up. I stand up. Holy Spirit. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus said, if you lean on me,
yeah.
Jesus said, you can lean. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. My God, I give you glory. I won't let you fall if you just lean on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing, amen, to the ministry, you may do so. You may call me 302-883-9799, and I can let you know how you can sow. Amen. Praise God. What we plant is what we reap. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So with that being said, hallelujah. And if you need prayer, come on, come on. This is what we're here for. And if you need to be saved, praise God, I am here, amen, to lead you to Christ. Amen. Praise God. We don't want to leave nobody behind. Amen. If you need prayer, call me 302-883-9799. Praise God. As we touch and agree by faith, we know God can move some mountains. Just like the stone was moved, praise God. Hallelujah. There should no stone be left before you. Come on, come on, come on, come on now. Come on, hallelujah. All authority, he said, you'll do greater works, amen. Greater works will you do, praise God, if you believe. Come on. Let me pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, I come and I bless your holy name. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, the day of celebration, Father God. The world has set aside, Lord God, to bless and to lift up the name of Jesus, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we won't forget the reason for this time, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray right now, God, for each and every one, God, on this line, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a special blessing be upon them, Father God. God, if you have spoken, Father God, the prophetic word over their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that they will take and hide that word within their heart, Father God. And God, they will not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, anoint us afresh, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send a lot of rain upon us, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the uplifting of our spirit, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are doing a miraculous miracle in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, that you'll continue, God, to bless every pastor, every leader, God, every layperson, God, that's on this line, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, the same way the commission went, he said, go and make disciples, Father God. So help us, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, to make disciples, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, give us grace. Give us the grace of boldness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, give us the grace, oh God, to walk right before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, give us favor today, Father God, with you as well as man, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you right now, God. God, I praise you right now, God. God, I glorify you right now, God. God, I lift you up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the before your glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now the blessing, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and to give you peace. Hey, come on, somebody. Say amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget, y'all, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Tuesday, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Undisputed truth. Bishop Thurman Butler will be on at 6 p.m. Anybody you missed on Friday, we had Fresh Fire Friday. Pastor Matthew McNeil came back. And listen, at the end, he began to pray. And he didn't even know, praise God, praying for DMX, praise God, and who was it? Glory to Steve Harvey. But not knowing, praise God, that DMX is in emergency, and they're ready to give him up. He didn't even know why, but the Holy Spirit knows what to pray. As we don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit does. And God used them to pray for the man of God. Praise God. So we're going to keep him in our prayers. Amen. Praise God. We're going to keep our family in prayer, our children, our grandchildren. Praise God. So let us be blessed on today. Don't forget, stick and stay, kneel and pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for coming on. Have a wonderful Easter. In Jesus' name, amen.